Hey, Freedom Seeker, welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host and business mentor, Lindsay Sutherland, and I thank you for joining me today. And I bet if I asked you to define what freedom means to you, you'd say something like, I get to do what I want, when I want, with whom I want, or a version similar. That's the most common answer I hear. In fact, it was also what I defined freedom as when I started this journey 5 years ago. But that has since changed for me. And today, I want to share a deeper sense of freedom that when you put your priorities in this order, it will help you experience the freedom that you're seeking in a more fulfilling, soul-satisfying way. Before we get too deep, I do want to be transparent with you. This episode is slightly different from others I've done. I'm going to reveal some of my beliefs about faith and about God, and something that really just feels vulnerable for me to share publicly. If that isn't for you, I understand, but if you've ever been curious, even a little bit, about what it might mean to surrender control to something bigger than yourself and truly experience a freedom where you are not bound by time or money, then stay with me. Let's dig in. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. About 13 years ago, I was a Mary Kay lady. Yep, that's right. I hustled lipstick with the best of them. At the time, I had just given birth to my third son, and while on maternity leave, I was heading first into building that business to replace my income. I was sure I could do it in 12 weeks. I certainly did a lot and was almost ready to earn a car by the time maternity leave ended. But that's not really the point of this story. The point is to share about the woman who was leading our team. Her name was Amanda. She was about 20, 22, somewhere in there. And she had built her pink empire in a matter of months. Hence, that's why I was gunning for that result. She was such an inspiration to me. She had a vibrant personality and was a powerful teacher. One day, in a leadership meeting, she shared her principle for life. God first, family second, career third. She said, when you put your priorities in this order, everything works out. She just said it with such conviction. I remember thinking, that's nice. Sounds nice, but I wasn't really clear about what it meant to actually live that order. I'm going to lay out some blunt facts about myself here because I think it's relatable and it adds context. I wasn't raised religiously. Moreover, and this is the part that's a little embarrassing, I didn't particularly like people who wore their religion on their sleeves. In some cases, I actually believed it made them less trustworthy because I felt so few people had actually lived what they preached. Looking back, I can see that much of my opinion was taught to me by influential people in my life from a young age, and it really wasn't based on any of my own actual experiences, which made sense because I was still pretty young at this time. At the time that Amanda shared her principle, I was a, quote, spiritual person. I did not want to be identified as religious. I was very adamant about that. I would say to people, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual, though. And I had a lot of doubts about the Bible, actually. That was one big piece of it. In my mind, it had been translated so many times, and the stories were just stories. Like, how could it really have such a deep meaning and so on? It was just like, eh. I was very skeptical, I suppose you'd say. Nevertheless, what she said, though, sounded good, and I tried to apply it to my life in the smallest way that I knew how. I remember even spending time with her in the car. We'd be driving some places, and I'd inquire about God and talk to her about her religion and challenge the belief. So she was so good-natured about it. She was so willing to answer my questions. But at the end of the day, I wasn't able to apply what she was teaching to my life because I still had up these barriers. And for a long time, I would have liked to say that I believed I was living God first, family second, career third. I truly thought in my mind that I was in that order. And at least, at the very least, I was family first, God second, career third. I mean, I was working so hard for my family during that time. When I went back to work after my son was born, I was easily working 60-hour weeks. And to justify that type of time away from my family, it was only logical that I told myself it was for my family, right? I mean, it makes sense. But now I can see it like so clearly that the order that I was really living by was career first, family second, and God third. And frankly, it's painful even to admit that. And I wish desperately I could go back in time and do it over again. But as they say, hindsight's 20/20, right? I would put work in front of my family because, like I said, in my mind, it was benefiting them. So I put my family before God because, quite frankly, they were close physically. I had a lot of soul growth to do that, honestly, then I wasn't even aware of. I was on my journey just like anybody else. When I started this podcast in 2021, it was because I wanted to replace my W-2 income with passive income. I believed that I needed money in order to experience time freedom. Literally, that was my thought process when I started it, because I'm like, ooh, I'm going to figure out what's the best way to make passive income. Then I'll have plenty of money and I'll get to do all the things I want. That in and of itself is very telling. I was clearly living money first. Money was my idol. It made me happy or sad or grumpy. It determined how successful I was or wasn't. My family was dependent upon it. Our fun was dependent upon it. And for a very long time, most of my life, in fact, I was a slave to it. I want to pause here and ask you to reflect. Are you making money your idol? Do you think that the solution to your freedom is outside of you? That's a really key question. And maybe it's not money, maybe it's time. But do you think that the solution to freedom, the solution, meaning the way out of your pain point, is solved by something outside of your physical being? Time and money are the most common, and they are outside of you. If your peace and your sense of success, your feeling of freedom all depend on having enough time or enough money, you've made them your God. And here's what I've learned. That God will always let you down. Money and time will always let you down. So now you're probably asking, like, well, then what changed? Why are you doing this, having this conversation? How did I go from being enslaved to money and time to actually experiencing freedom? It started when my family began attending church with a friend. I was a skeptic. I already shared that with you. I had judgments about religious people, but I also had curiosity, and I decided to read the Bible. And honestly, the reason I chose to read the Bible was because I was going to prove it wrong. Like, I thought, well, at least if I read it, I can point out to people fallacies and be like, this is why I believe X, Y, or Z. That was literally what motivated me to read it. Instead, I found myself drawn in, not to religion, but to God. I became open to learning more about Jesus. And over time, something shifted in me. I really don't have an example of when or how. Just recently, literally recently, it hit me. I was getting out of my car and it just dawned on me. I remembered Amanda's words, God first, family second, career third. And I literally stopped in my tracks and I was like, I'm actually living that now. This whole time I've been on this quest to experience peace and freedom. And I never knew this formula. And I knew the formula. I knew of the formula, but I didn't know how to live the formula. Okay. And that's why I felt so inspired to share this with you. Because you too could be going down a bunny trail that takes you in a lot of circles. And listen, when I say, I've had a lot of money, I've had six figures in the bank, I've had plenty of financial security, I've had plenty of moments where I've had time freedom. I've had money freedom and time freedom. and I had not ever experienced peace. I think that's probably why, one of the biggest reasons why I continued on my quest in spirituality and religious pursuit, I suppose you could say, because I would see these people who were Christian. Actually, the one that comes to mind, another leader who comes to my mind, was Stephanie Gass, who was a coach I hired to help me learn to podcast back in 2021. She inspired me. Also, she really talked a lot about God and having a kingdom business, and I really wasn't sure what all that meant. But I loved her lifestyle. I loved the way she was living, and I thought, man, that is so inspiring. It's so awesome. But I still didn't know my way. I didn't have the answer on how to transition, because in that time frame, like I've said, my mind was so convinced that I needed money. That whole thing came back to money first, time second, and then my family and God will fit in there somewhere. Like, let me solve this problem first, and then all the other things will come and it's going to work out. And there's also this thought that, like, we can bookmark those things, that we can bookmark our family, we can bookmark our relationship with God and get to it after we've hustled hard. And the fact of the matter is, it's not true. You're sacrificing your family and you're sacrificing your relationship with a higher power when you're so busy entrenched in making money and getting time. When you are competing for these things that are outside of yourself, you are sacrificing the things that matter the most. I needed to shift my belief before I could experience peace. When God became my source, I found peace. Not because my circumstances had changed very much. In fact, they hadn't really changed at all. But I had changed. So I ask you this, what does it mean to live God first, family second, career third? It means when I'm making a business decision, hold on, before I say that, I want to say this. I don't really expect you to listen to my episode and have a magical transformation in your life. That would be so cool. What I do hope for is that by sharing my story, if you are on the fence or you have a deep sense of curiosity about God, and you've had a calling to put him at a forefront in your life, but you're still hustling, I invite you to really lean into that. That's really the purpose of this. Here's how I do that. So let me share with you what has changed inside of me. It means when I'm making a business decision, I ask God for guidance. I literally ask him, is this what I am to do? And sometimes it takes me a while to get an answer. It could be a day or two or a week. Pretty much if I don't get an answer, I don't take action. But when I have clarity, I know without doubt that that is my next step. It means when I'm tempted to work late instead of having dinner with my family, I remember my family comes before my career. I'm sitting here on a Monday, and Sunday received messages from clients who know that I don't respond on Sundays. The old Lindsay would have responded anyway. Now, this isn't because in the Bible it says, oh, the Sunday, take a day, blah, blah, blah. I don't know that I necessarily need all the rules, but I know this. I need a day to be a family person, to be in love with myself, in love with my life. And it's okay to not work for a day. Nothing's going to break in one day. But my old habit would never have, I would have responded to everybody. I would have put my family on hold, or I would have taken my work with me. It would have stressed me out. This is experiencing freedom. When I'm able to put my phone away and say, hey, I'm doing what is right by me and by God, and I'm okay with this decision. I have freedom. I'm not held hostage by anything outside of me. And that's really what we're saying when we say, I want to do what I want, when I want, with whom I want. We're saying, I don't want to be held hostage by anything or anyone. And my friend, it doesn't necessarily take time and money. It takes a belief in a higher power. It takes a mindset shift. And after that, it's amazing how the time and money part kind of work itself out. Now, the point of this episode isn't to push you into Christianity or anything like that, but I am asking you to explore whether the thing you've been chasing, freedom, might actually be found in surrender rather than in control. Maybe the definition you've given of freedom is pointing you down a path that is not really free. Is it money? Is it time? Is it success? Recognition? Control? Whatever you're placing your ultimate hope in, whatever you believe will finally make you free, ask yourself this. Is it working? Moreover, has there ever been a time in your life where you had that? And did it make you feel really good? And if so, what was it like? I mean, the most close to freedom I can ever remember was when, prior to now, was when I was running my dad's flooring company. I loved the freedom of being a business owner and driving wherever I needed to go that day, checking on jobs, talking to customers, being a decision maker in my own business. It felt very freeing until a customer was unhappy, until I felt this need to, like, somebody else's dissatisfaction could ruin my life. That wasn't free. I'm not in that same place anymore. And if you're on this journey of truly embracing freedom, my guess is you're not on that journey either. Maybe you're at the beginning, maybe you're a little farther along, but in either case, you're seeking something bigger, more than time freedom and money freedom. That's why you're here. And that takes this mindset shift, this getting right, getting your priorities straight. It's the first step. Strategy, leadership, responsibility, systems, all of that is important, don't get me wrong. But this mindset piece comes first, especially for those of you who've been on this journey for a while and keep finding yourself in the same place. And if this feels true for you, if this resonates with you, will you please reach out to me? Let's just have a conversation. I am more than happy to jump on a call and let's just see how we can help. It's the way it works. You talk to somebody who's where you want to be. That's what I saw in Amanda. That's what I saw in Stephanie. And maybe that's what you see in me. If so, I'm just a simple DM away. We can have an easy conversation. All right, my dear friend, thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, bye for now.